The second shiur, the Haggadah, beginning with the section of Magid now. Obviously going to take a little while. So the question, famous question is asked, why don't we make a bracha on the Haggadah? It's a mitzvah sase deraisa. Not all the mitzvahs of the night are deraisa. We have Bakilas Matzah and Sipir Tzius Tzrayim, basically. So why don't we make, a Shek Shem Yitzvah Sav Vetzivan Al Chilas Matzah. So why don't we make a bracha, Shek Shem Yitzvah Vetzivanu Al Sipir Tzius Mitzrayim. It's a mitzvah deraisa. We make brachas on mitzvah deraisa. So the various answers. Brings here from Rav Aaron Toisig. Says one answer, one of the famous answers, is the bracha that we say, basically at the end of Magid, the Sher Galanu, that's just before we drink the second kos at the end of Magid. So that's the bracha on Sipir Tzius Mitzrayim. That's one answer they gave. So the Chasam Sofer in his drashas, he asks, he says, but is this how we make brachas on our mitzvahs? When do we make a bracha on a mitzvah? Before the mitzvahs, right? So, over las yasan, we say. Before you do a mitzvah, you make a bracha on it. Not after the mitzvah. And here, okay, there's still a little bit more Haggadah to go, but that's the whole, you know, Magid is finished at the end of the whole thing. And then it says, okay, you do matzah, more, whatever, the finishing some piyutim at the end, hollow, whatever, piyutim, but that's it. The main crux of the Yisias Mitzrayim is that Sipri Zohar is already done. And then we make the bracha afterwards. Mapiton, we make the bracha afterwards. So Chasman Sofer answers the following way. He says, what happens if a goy comes to me mitgayer? So he has to go through Mila and Tefila. Fine. So he makes a bracha on the Tefila. But when does he make a bracha on the Tefila? He makes the bracha after the Tefila. He goes to the mikveh, and then he makes the bracha afterwards. Why is he making the bracha afterwards? You make bracha before we do the mitzvah, like we said. Why is he making the bracha afterwards? So the answer is, as it comes to the is Pasha, and because he can't say before he dips, Asher ki deshanu, v'mitzvah savet divan, that he commanded Hashem, he commanded us, he's not Jewish yet. He can't make the bracha before. So he has to say it afterwards. That's the Dimra Gor. So it says, the Chasam Sofer, similarly over here. It says, Chayav Adam, Lirosa Satsmo, Kilu Hu Yatsa Mitzrayim. Right now, during the Leil Seder, we have to feel like we are Yotsa Mitzrayim. So Mele, how do we begin the whole Sipur? We say, Matchilim Bignut, Mesayimim Beshvach. What was the Gnut? Mitchilat, of the Avodah Zara, Hayu Avoseinu. So Kacha, that's how we have to Margish. So we begin to tell over, see, we have to begin, feel like, of the Avodah Zara, Hayu Avoseinu. Mele, of the Avodah Zara, can't say, Asher Kishem Mitzvah Zavet Zivanu. So that's why you can't say the bracha, just like the goy can't make the bracha before he's mitgayer. So to hear, Yid sitting at the Leil HaSeder can't make the bracha yet, because he feels like, of the Avodah Zara, Hayu Avoseinu. Mele, you can't say the bracha. But when you go and you say the whole Haggadah, then you have the Kedusha, he says, of the Tzipi Yisrael Yisrael, he nekshevet lanu ketfila b'mikvah tahara. After we go through and say all the sipur, whatever, finished all magi, then that's as if we're toivel and mikvah tahara. Now we're like we're finished. We're like Jews, real Jews, and therefore that's why we say the bracha after everything, just like the goy who says the bracha after the tefillah. So says the Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer is a little different. No, but we have to feel like we were. And that's. Okay, we go on to the Keta Halachmania, and so we said this is the Lechem Oni, or right, Lechem, bread of poverty, right, the etc. And then we invite the Anim, Kol Dichvin Yesei Ve'echol, whoever is hungry, come and eat. So Rabbi Shimon Sofer, he asks, why are we calling the ani to eat, etc., with our lechem oni? Right? Doesn't it make more sense that we should invite him to a nice seuda? It says that halachma aniya kol dichvin yisei v'yachol. This is the bread of affliction. This is the bread of oni. This is matzah that the poor people eat. Here, come and eat the matzah. Come eat the matzah. Come eat a nice seuda. What are we inviting him to eat the halachma aniya? That's a kol dichvin yisei. Well, why? So he answers that why is it that sometimes the Ashir is not so open to help out the Ani? It can happen because he doesn't feel the matzav. He doesn't feel the plight of the Ani. He doesn't feel the koshi that the Ani is going through. Right, so mainly he doesn't realize this, how what it means to be poor, because he's rich. So it's hard for him to give, because he doesn't really realize what the matzah of this person's in. If he would understand, then certainly he would have rachmanis, and he would give him mefarnesim, etc. So he says that's what we are announcing over here. That after we see ourselves as if we are now in Shibud Mitzrayim, and all we have is this lechemoni. Now we're putting ourselves in the matzav of as if we're a nani. This is lechemoni we're eating. Like, so we're trying to make ourselves feel, or we are making ourselves feel like we are a neem. So then we can say kol dichvini. Say now I can invite the an. I can give to him. Until now I didn't feel his plight, but now I feel the oni. I'm like a nani. I'm lechemoni. So now I can call him and come to eat. Okay, we say the Manishtana. One of the questions is the last one. Shebechol yilat anu achlim bein yoshvim ubein mesubim alay lazeh kulanu mesubim. So we know the mitzvah haseva midrabanan. You have to lean when you eat the matzah, drink the wine. You have to lean. The mitzvah to lean. So the question is asked, why do we do this? Okay, we want to say, well, we have to show like we're Ben Chorin. So the Chorin, for sure by us, you know, maybe Katayna they ate differently in there, but nowadays there's not a Shaila. How does a Ben Chorin eat? Sits at the table and like a man sits up and eats, not lying down on the side and then you half the wine spills on your shirt and then the matzah gets all over you and that's yeah, so saying it could be, but even still we see from the question that lav dafka, and even if that's how they did eat palm. So it should be that on Leil HaSeder you should eat sitting up, because Zev Ben Chorin, Ani Kamo Melech, and Yoshev Al Yad HaShulchan, Kamo Shetzarik. No, should have been. Okay, you could say that. He brings a nice vor from Rav Yashub, that's all, to explain this. He says that we have to get our Seder Adifuyot. Are what's important, we have to get in order on Leil HaSeder. Part of the Leil HaSeder, being Seder, we have to put things in the right Seder. We have to know Ma Chashuv B'Chaim and what's not Chashuv B'Chaim. That's part of the Seder. And therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he took us out of Mitzrayim. Why? In order to be of the Hashem, to serve Him, and not to eat and drink and be merry. That's not why. Didn't take us out of Mitzrayim. We should eat and etc., etc. Therefore, he says the following. Good, isn't this word? He says that even though nachon we do have shulchan orach, okay, we do have a sudas chag. That's part of the seder. You know, one of the simanim shulchan orach. However, he says, first of all, it's definitely not the ikur. It's not like right at the beginning sitting down. I mean, and then afterward, it's ready. You've gone through all the magid or whatever. It's getting very late. And accordingly, he says very often the suda is like, he says, very quick. You have to catch the apikoma, and you got to finish by chatzos or whatever. So you can see that the hadgasha, the emphasis, is not the suda. Okay, you have to eat a suda sachag. Okay, therefore shulchan aruch, you have to. But it's part of the party, you know, part of yontov. But that was not the hadgasha here. Well, not like the meme versus the suda. No, you can see it's not, because put at the end, after you've said everything already, and then it's quick, and this to get to the afikomen. So, and you can't fill yourself up on it, right? Because you have to have room for the feeling. So the suda is not, it's not the ikra part over here of the night. So what do we want to show by that? Like we said, that the ikra here, that when Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, was not to eat and drink. That's not where we should put the emphasis. We're here to serve Hashem, And therefore, the eating is takes like a backstage over here. Mele, he says the following. He says, how do you show that a person wants to show that eating is not so chashuv? He says, if a person sits at the table, right, and he's right next to the thing, something, anything you go towards that thing, ata holech likrata davar, that shows that that thing is important. So if you're going at the table and go to the food, so the food's on the table, and you're going, sticking your knife, your fork, your spoon, going into the food, so that's your mitkarev, you're coming to the food, so that's showing that the food's very important, because I'm going to the food. So therefore, they were Rabbanu and Matakein, no. Leila Seder, we're trying to show the food's not, that's not the important thing here. And therefore, if we were to sit at the table, we'd be going to the food, and again, no, that's not where we should put the emphasis. Therefore, how do we eat? We lean. So by doing so, we're not going to the food. We're bringing the food. Food has to come towards us. So we take the wine, we take the matzah, has to come. We're not going to the food. The food has to come towards us. That's again to emphasize that the ikar is devoted to Hashem and not the eating and the drinking. That's why they were mitakein and hasaba the way they were hasaba the way they were mitakein and hasaba. Yapam lo horiv. Oh, lo hitkofef. Ah, mitzion yafeh. Zot orayon. Yafeh. What? You heard that?
When I was young, you don't lean towards your food.
Interesting. Yeah. That's interesting. Very good. Okay. Then we begin the answer. Avadim Mayunu Lafaro b'Mitzrayim. We Yotzeinu Hashem took us out. We Yai Chazaka v'Chulei. We Lord Tzei Kadosh Baruch Hu. If He wouldn't have taken us Mitzrayim, then Reyanu v'Neinu Meshubadim Mayunu Lafaro b'Mitzrayim. So He just brings here an interesting idea from Rav Goel El Karif. He discusses Avadim Mayunu Lafaro. He mentions a point about Faro, which is Nogea, very important. And he says the Rambam in his Igeret Teiman, he said that the Paro is Kesemel HaYetzer Hara. The Rambam says that's the Semel of the Yetzer Hara. That's the Paro is like the Yetzer Hara. And as we know, of course, Paro is a mamash a rasha merusha, pshuto kemashmao. Right, he was achzari, he was cruel. He took 150 Jewish children and shechted them and bathed in their blood in the morning, another 150 and bathed in their blood in the evening, and he worked us hard, etc. About his parach, very cruel individual. So he points out that beginning in the first parak of Shmos, parak pasuk ches. We see the beginnings of Pharaoh, the first mentioning of Pharaoh in Sefer Shmos. And what does it say? Vayakam melech hadash al Mitzrayim, asher lo yada es Yosef. That's what Pharaoh's the first mention. So what do we see? What point is the Torah making over here? What characteristic of his midah, Pharaoh, do we see? Which was the root, right, lack of hakarasatov. Here is Yosef. He came down to Mitzrayim. He made Mitzrayim the richest country in the world. He brought the area. What the Mitzrayim don't owe Yosef, they owe him everything. And here is Paro. Lo yada Yosef. Me Yosef lo yada. No makiroto. So that's such so mushchat, right? The lack of a karatatov, and that was that mida is what. That was the shoresh of all the cruelty, all the achzariyut. All came from that shoresh. It was the shoresh of choser hakarat hatov. He brings here a couple of ma'asim with about hakarat hatov. He says Ramir Chadash. He was the one that he brings this vort, and he says, as we know that he was na'a doresh v'na'a mikayim. How so? When he was already an elderly man, he was 94 years old. He received a hazmana, invitation to a wedding of one of his talmid. So the talmid gave him the invitation, hazmana, but he said to him, Rebbe, I'm not expecting the Rav to come. I understand the Rav's an older man. He's very weak. He couldn't just travel around anymore, 94. So he said, I'm not expecting, I have to give an invitation. I'm giving an invitation, but Ani lo metzapeh. Right. Ani lo metzapeh, the Rav, Lora, kamuvan, la treat at the Rav. Okay, fine. What happens? Leila Khatuna, Ramir says, his family, whatever, says, take me to the Khatuna. They take me to the Khatuna, but the Bachur said Beferush that he doesn't expect you to come and it's hard for you, you're weak, you're sick. That's, he says, Lo Mashaneh, as a matter, I have to go. He says, why? Because I owe a Karasatov. He says, why? Because once it happened, he said that my wife, the Rabbanit, said was ill, and they had to take her. So I had to take it to the doctor, whatever. And this happened, I couldn't make, it was something came up. And this Talmid was very, nice, it was nice enough to say, okay, I'll take her to the doctor, and I'll take care, whatever needs to be taken. And he did, and he treated her very nicely, brought a doctor, whatever had to be done, etc. She says, Ani chayav lo karatato. Ah, it's kasheli, it's a tirda, tircha, lo matzapesh niagia, that means sido. Well, as far as I'm concerned, I have to go, akarsat. Brings a very interesting maaser with the Baba Sali. Right, it was told by Rav Meir Deutsch. So Rav Yosef Deutsch. Rav Yosef Deutsch, he was a chashev, a Baal Chesed, very close to the Baba Sali. So there was a Rav in Paris, his name was, he's out based in there, his name is Rav Frankfurter. And this Rav Frankfurter's wife got sick, and she was v'chosar hakara, she was in a coma. And of course everybody's very concerned, and the doctors didn't know it was going to be, she wasn't coming out of the coma. So of course he went around to various rabbanim, try to get brachot, try to help the situation. So he got in touch with this Rav Meir Deutsch, who knew he was very, because he was very close to the Baba Sali at the time, and says, can you do me a big favor and go into the Baba Sali and ask him, for a bracha for my wife, because she's bechoser hakara, she's in coma. So he said, fine. So he goes into the Baba Sali and says her name, and then she needs the Yeshua, she's bechoser hakara. So the Baba Sali doesn't say anything. He doesn't say mevarech, doesn't say anything. So he tries again, nothing. So he knew that's a sign that lifamim nigzera agzera ein malasot. Sometimes that's the gzera. You can't do anything. You can't always help the situation. And kanirah, the Baba Sali saw that this is ein malasot. So he tried this, tried that, nothing. Okay. So Rav Deutsch got up to leave, and just as he's about to leave, the Baba Sali calls him back. He says, "Wait a second." He says, "What's the name of this woman? This woman, the Rabbani. What's the name of her father?" So he said, his name is Dr. Miletsky. And the Baba Sali says, oh, Ken? He says, okay, now I'm going to give her a bracha. Why? He said, because this Dr. Miletsky was, he once, I was had problem with my eyes, and he helped me with my problem, my vision, whatever. He helped me with my eye problem once, and therefore, I owe a karsatov to him, and therefore I must give a bracha to his daughter, right? The Rav Frankfurter's wife, right? I must give a bracha there for her, and he gave a bracha. She said refuah shleima, and he says, don't have to worry, everything's going to be okay. She's going to be fine. It's a richli dog, hachusiem, and so Rav Deutsch. After he heard these words of Baba Sali, he happened to look at his watch, and it was 10:15. So he leaves, whatever. Afterwards, he gets in touch with the family back in Paris, whatever. And they said, Nisim v'niflos, she opened her eyes. Kama. So he said, Bimikre avezes manzei. What time was it when he owned that? They said, written down here on the paper, it's 10:15. Bidiyuka tozma. So what's the lesson over here? That even though the Baba Sali saw that he had no koach to give a bracha at first, he said, I can't, because he saw, I can't remember, so he didn't have the koach. But since he was chayav hakara satov, so that hakara satov, that makes him chayav levarech. Mele, he had a chiyuv to give a bracha. You said, therefore, halacha hi shenitan l'rav akoach levarech. So that halacha that was mechayev hakaras hatov, that gave him the koach to give him the bracha, and of course we saw the bracha for fruit. He said.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, my. Shvish a pesach. Yes.
חג פסח לקחתי את רב זילברשטיין והלך לרב בוזנר, זאת אומרת לא בחג עצמו אלא בכל המועד, הלך לרב בוזנר שם, הוא שאל את כל השאלות ולאחוד איזה מקום, ואמר לי, עכשיו תיקח אותי, לא רוצה להגיד את השם של הרב, הרב הזה היה במחלוקת עם רב שח, כל הציבור החרדי בני ברק היה נגד הרב הזה וזה. טוב, הרב אמר לי לקחתי נוסע, אמרתי לו, אבל הרב, שמעתי שיש מחלוקת בינו לבין רב שח. אמר לי, נכון, אני כשיש לי שאלות אני הולך לשאול את הרב שח, אבל הרב הזה יש לי הכרת הטוב, כי כשאני פתחתי את הכולל לפני 30 שנה בחולון הוא נתן לי דולרים, הוא אומר, אז עכשיו יש לי הכרת הטוב. הוא אומר, זה שברמת אלחנן איפשהו הרב שם, אנשים מתלחשים שם, וזה אומר, אני מוכן להחזיר את כתב הרבנות, לא אכפת לי, הכרת הטוב, אומר, זה מהתורה, זה אני חייב. אז אני אגיד לו, חג שמח.
Okay, said it. It says, we say, Ve'ilu lo hotzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we said, out of our forefathers out of Mitzrayim, Harianu v'neinu v'nei v'neinu mishubanim hayinu lefar Mitzrayim, we would all be mishubanim. So this is an interesting idea from Rav, we'll see, Rav Schlesinger from Muncie. Okay, it says, we're told that the Yidden, the Yudim in Mitzrayim were on the Mem Tet Shari Tuma. Okay, and if they would have been in there a little bit longer, then that would have been it. It would have been on. They would have gone to the Chamishim Shari Tuma, and that would have been the end. They would have been able to be Nigal anymore. And the Arizal explains is that the whole purpose, the matara, the whole purpose of coming out of Mitzrayim, the Yetzias Mitzrayim, was Tavdun Es Elokim Al Ahar Hazeh. So this is to serve Hashem. Right, get the Torah and serve Hashem, and therefore, if they would have gone to the 50th level, he said, it wouldn't be shayach that they should get the Torah, because the Torah, he said, wouldn't lo haita nispeget behem. The Torah wouldn't be able to be absorbed in them. It'd be that the Torah wouldn't be able to go into them. That's what happens when a person reaches the 50th level of Tuma. He said that it wouldn't call the whole thing of Gangway tribes to get the Torah. If they would have been 50, if they could have gone out physically, but the Torah wouldn't have been able to absorb the Torah, and therefore this whole thing's meaningless. And therefore Hashem says, I have taken them out now. One second later, that would have been the Torah wouldn't need spot. Okay. So he says, brings a raya to this. Interesting, very interesting raya. How do we see this? Where do we see how a person gets to such a level that the Torah lo nispat? So Rav Schlesinger brings from the pasuk says, "V'amar paro livnei Yisrael nevuchim heim ba'ar segar lehem amibar." And pasuk b'shalach, right? The Yidden got to Yamsu, and Paro says, "V'amar paro," he said to bnei Yisrael, "Nevuchim heim ba'ar." They're wandering around. You know, they're going the wrong direction. They're all confused, and you know, let's go run after them. So Rashi and all the Mefarshim are bothered. The funny lashon, "V'amar paro libnei Yisrael." What do you mean he said to Bnei Israel? Bnei Israel left Mitzrayim. What is it? And Paro said to Bnei Israel, Nevuchim Hem. He didn't say to Bnei Israel. What does it say? Amar Paro li Bnei Israel. So Rashi, Al Makom, is of course bothered by that. And he says, here it doesn't mean to Bnei Israel, it means concerning. Like Al Bnei Israel. He said concerning Bnei Israel, Nevuchim Hem. Okay. But the Yonas and Ben Uziel, he says it different. He teaches in the Tirgum, he says, Ve'yemar paro ledasan v'la'aviram b'nei Yisrael. The mishtayron v'mitzrayim. So who were these b'nei Yisrael? It was really the b'nei Yisrael. Most of b'nei Yisrael left. But who was left? Who didn't go out? Dasan and aviram. There were the b'nei Yisrael. So he says, how, what's, what, where, what's, what's, Dasan Avirim do? Paro's talking Dasan Avirim. Like, what's going on over here? So he says that they already got to the 50th level of Tumah. So they didn't go out with everybody. They didn't go out. They remained in Mitzrayim. And Mele, since they didn't go out, at the last moment, they stayed there. So they got into the 50th level of Tumah. And Paro, when he went to run after Bnei Israel, it says that he took them as his nosei kelav. There was the armor barrier. They were the ones that carried the things for Paro when he left and ran after Mitzrayim. Okay. But we see, even so, when they got to Yamsuf, right, really, they came with Paro, you know, they're running along with Paro. So when Paro and everybody was drowning in the Yamsuf, so they really should have drowned as well, right? But they didn't. What? Hashem made a special shvil miyuchad, opened up in the Yam, so that they can go get through. They had their own special shvil, let me see how. Okay. That's on Ramirim. Now, what happened? So you'd think they saw Eser Makom Mitzrayim, nachon? Ra'u et kol Eser Makom Mitzrayim. They left Mitzrayim. They saw Kriyas Yamsuf. Hashem did this special miracle for them and opened up a special shvil so that they can get through. So you'd think that they'd be now the biggest tzaddikim in the world, right? No. They weren't the biggest tzaddikim, right? From then on, then didn't change. They were the ones that left over the man in the morning. They said, don't leave over the man. They left over the man. They went out to gather the man on Shabbos. They were constantly the Himridu at the Israel of Midbar. They were in the Machloikas of Korach, etc. They caused all the tzaras. So he says, how could that be? How could it be that, and this is, you know, Korach, whatever, that's after they got the Torah. You know, so they went through, they saw the Master Market, they got through the thing, Hashem did all this chesed for them, and they got, received the Torah, and they were, Pashas had the Nevuah of, like, everybody in Har Sinai, so how could they be so bad? The answer is, what we said, that's the Raya. We said, if a person reaches the 50th level of Tumah, the Torah doesn't go in, Torah doesn't have an effect on the person. All the things, the Nisim they saw, whatever, nothing made a hashpa'ah on them. Nothing. Why? Because they got the 50th level of the Tumah. Because that's the perfect rise from Dustin of Yerim. They didn't go out with everybody, so they stayed. They got to that level. And because of that, nothing, all the miracles, all the things, all the chesed, lo niklat. That's the rise of that. Okay. It brings there from Rav Shimshon David Pinkas. And we say afilu kulanu chachamim nevonim kulanu zakenim yodim es haTorah mitzvah l'saper yetzei Yisrael. Right? We're big tzaddikim, chachamim, whatever. No matter how big a chacham you are, you still have to mitzvah l'saper. So what's the idea? He says very nice, simple, and nice. He says a mashal. He says a kid's in Kita Hay, and he learns Baba Kama. That's the Gemara Baba Kama, Perek Baba Kama, first Perek, Loshneh. And fine. What happens? And he Vav Zayin Ches whatever. Then he gets into Yeshiva Ketana, and they're learning again the same Perek Baba Kama. So what? How does he learn it? He says, but he hardly remembers the Baba Kama that he learned. Because then when he learned it, in Kita Hay, it was like very basic, very simple. Now it's more Mefarshim and then whatever. It's Kilu Lolamad into that. Maybe he didn't learn it then. And then what happens, he grows up more, and he goes into Yeshiva Gedola, and two, 3 years, whatever, Yeshiva Gedola, and they're learning Baba Kama again. Same parrot. And what? Again, it's like a different Baba Kama. It's not the same Baba Kama Kita Hay, or Yeshiva Ketana, Yeshiva Gedola Baba Kama. It's a whole different Baba Kama. So we see from here that, you know, as a person grows and grows, and then it's the same thing, it's a whole different thing. He brings the famous Maisa with Rav Sadia Gaon, very well known, the Sefer Todah brings it down, that he used to cry every day, and cry doing tshuva every day, terrible crying. They asked him, "What you did tshuva yesterday, and you cried so much, so what exactly did you do since yesterday that you're crying so bitterly in tshuva today? You just cried yesterday in tshuva, so what are you crying again?" So he said, I'll tell you, because of an incident that once happened to me. So once I was an oreach by somebody, I was a guest, and the person didn't know who I was. So he took care of me nicely, gave me food to eat, this and that, whatever. He's fine, nice. But then he found out that I was Rav Sadia Gaon, right, and he didn't know that. And he felt so bad. He fell to my feet and he begged, please forgive me, you know. Had I known you were such a God, I would have acted differently. I'm sorry, I didn't realize that. So he says, you know, I learned from there, as you saw it. He says, same thing by us. He says, yesterday I, you know, served Hashem as I thought was, you know, the way to serve Hashem. But today, I'm on a different madriga, right? I'm a higher madriga, so now I see, why? I thought yesterday I served Hashem, that's not called serving Hashem. Now I see that. I said, this is a sham. Wow, I didn't know this was a sham. That means I didn't serve him yesterday properly. So that's why I'm crying in tshuva. Every day I cry in tshuva because I'm a different darga, and then I see that where I was yesterday, that's not called serving a sham. This is I serve a sham. That's why every day with tshuva. Memela, he says, afilu kulanu chachami mitzvah lasaper. Why? Ki asiper shenisaper hayom, einenu oto siper shenisaper ba'avar. Very simple. Right? I said it last year. Why do I have to say it again? It's a different sipur. Right, it's like the Bachar. We learned in the Yeshiva Ketana, Yeshiva Gedolah, it's different Bava Kama, it's a different Sipur, because we grow, hopefully. Every year, we're a different person, different Hakaras, so it's a whole different Sipur. Maybe like every year after Supper. Say, Maisa, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Lezer, and Azar, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Tarfon, Shayim Asubim, Bimene Brach, Vayim Asapim, Sir Tashan Kolotolai, Lachabo, Talmidim, they said, Rabbi Seinu, Giman, Pikuyesh, Mashal Shacharis. So he says, interesting question I didn't see before. So it starts out with Maisa b'Rabbi Eliezer. Now, when it says that Maisa, what does that mean? It sounds like a one-time thing in history. Oh, Maisa, something happened. The Maisa Shahaya, you know. So Maisa, not if something that happens every single day, you don't say Maisa. It's just a daily occurrence, you know, whatever, yearly occurrence. But here's Maisa Shahaya. So what meaning? It seems like it's something very special. This might, they were sitting and learning, and sitting discussing, it seems we're trying the whole Leil Seder until the morning. Maisa, oh, something the first time in history. And what, didn't they always do this? And them, and afterwards, it's a halach and shulchan aruch, and siman taf pei aleph. Chayav adam l'sabri siyus dry much tachtafenu shena. You have to say the whole night until you fall asleep. So big deal. So what's the why? Maisa. What's the big maisa? So he answers it with an aruch shulchan. He says one little thing, and that explains the whole thing. He says that year that Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shua, etc., were discussing, were sitting together in Bnei Brak, he said that was the year after the Chorban. That moment, the next year after the Chorban, make the Migdash, that's when they were sitting and doing the Seder. So what? So he says, you can imagine the people, the Jewish people's feelings of that Leil Seder. You know, last year they shechted the Korban Pesach and they sprinkled the blood and they ate this Korban Pesach with the matzah and marah, and the matzah was the rice and the marah was the rice and the chilas Korban Pesach, and with all the pomp and circumstance, that was just last year. And now, here they're sitting, the maror is only the Rabbanan, you know, there's no Korban Pesach. This is Zemazeh, right? And they witnessed it, it was just the year before. So you can imagine the feeling of the people. So it was like, he said, like Tisha B'Av. You know, this is not Pesach, what we're used to. Is that Pesach? What's a Pesach? And therefore, he said, you can just imagine, people were probably crying, you know, instead of being Mesameach, they were probably crying, like they should have. Mimela, he said, that's the Maisa Shahaya, more something special over here. What was special? That was the godless of Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yekiva, Chule, that they were able to go above that. Right, those feelings, right? And they weren't crying and sitting, you know, mourning. They said, okay, it's true, what was, and we're missing all of that, but we have to, b'chozah, feel like we're Ben-Hurin. We have to, s'masabri, that's right, and feel Ben-Hurin. It's difficult, because look at what happened, what the change. But that was their godless. They were able to go above all that. And that was that's their greatness, and therefore it's something special, and therefore we have the Maisa Shahaya with these Rabbanim. Okay, said it. Here's a beautiful word. Beautiful word for Rav Asher Weiss. It says that the pasuk says Lamantisko es yom tzeischa me'eretz Mitzrayim. Pasuk in Dvarim, we say it in the Haggadah with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Reimin kevim shivim shana v'chule. And I didn't know you have to say mention Yisrael at night until the drasha ben Zoma v'chule. And as it says, Mantisko yom tzeischa me'eretz Mitzrayim, choy mecha yileyot. So you have to mention Yisrael Mitzrayim in the morning at night. Okay, so that's our we have a mitzvah every day, morning and night. Fine, we learn it from that pasuk. But Rashi says something interesting. He says that what? L'man tizkor al yedei achilas ha-pesach ve-ha-matzah es yom tzeischa. Then you remember the day that you left. So he asks, Rabbi Isaac, he goes, Pella, why? Because, what do you mean, Adeicha? That sounds like this is a pasuk referring to Leila Seder. Through the achilas, pesach and the matzah, then you remember the thing. But this is a pasuk that's talking about every day. I don't eat pesach and matzah every day, only on Leila Seder. Right, this pasuk Leman Tizkor Yom Tzeischa Mitzrayim. That's the pasuk that we say every day. We have to mention it to Yitzchak Mitzrayim every day. Rashi says that through the matzah and the pesach, your memory is Yitzchak Mitzrayim. But I'm not eating pesach and matzah every day. It's only on Leila Seder. Says a gevaltik word. So what's the vardoma to? Says to chiyug mikutzar on our telephones. So how does that work, right? You can program your telephone. You put in a telephone number as a, you know, 7, 8, 9 digits, whatever. You put the number in your phone. And then you can program your phone so that you don't have to, every time you want to dial that number, you don't have to dial, oh, wait, say, nah, nah, nah. All you have to do is press one number, you know, and it on your screen comes up the whole number, right? A quick dial, they call it, right? So he says that's the mashal. What's the nimshal? So the same thing over here. He says that the Leila Seder, what we do in Leila Seder, eating the paste, the matzah, and whatever, the whole, the secret shrine, what is that? That's the full number. That's the full number. And we try to make, we try to really fill up that number to make it a full night with really, you know, bring into our, you know, consciousness the whole concept of using Yetzias Mitzrayim, the whole thing. That what? So that when every night when we mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's the quick dial. Then we just press one number. Just mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. And then in the screen comes the whole Leila Seder again. That's the idea. The whole Leila Seder, for he says how the importance of Leila Seder to make it proper, because that's the whole number that every day and night, in the morning and night, we mention the Yetzias Mitzrayim in our Kriyat Shema, is like pressing this that one number. But then that's to bring up the whole number of the Leila Seder. So Mela, the Rashi is beautiful. L'man tizkor yom Mitzrayim, ma yedei pesach and the matzah. We ask, but we don't say pesach and matzah. We don't eat pesach every day. No, but every day if you have a proper Seder, every day when you mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, it comes up the whole Leila Seder again. And therefore, it's like you're eating the pesach and the matzah every day.